Blog Talk Radio.
It's a darn good thing we're not commanding a spaceship, because we would be like in serious crap right now. Talk about rusty.
Hello.
We couldn't even figure out how to run our studio.
Oh, we've been, people out there who's listening to us. Yes, we're back, and we're we forgot what it's like to be out here because we've been so busy ourselves. It's been a number of months since. Just before Christmas and the holidays,
yep.
Thanksgiving. I can't believe it. There's so much to do catch up. You know, I still have. I went away to the Amazon. I got lost into that thing. That was in November, and people thought I was running away because I left the day after the election. And so, I know
to the Amazon,
kind of
no
funny.
Less. I want
to
hear
Amazon.
About that trip. It's like. That was such a – well, first of all, I'm Cynthia, and
I'm May, and we are back, everyone. We are back. I know we're getting giddy because we just – you had to hear us. We just did not even operate the studio anymore, right, Cynthia?
Well,
oh, my
you
God.
Know, the thing is, you are way more computer savvy than me, and this used to – we got so used to doing this that it was just second nature, and – for us to be gone all these months and to fire up this studio again that we run the show off of is like, what do we do? What button do we push? Where are we going? It was kind of sad. Not a good advertisement for ease of use.
It wasn't. It was not so simple. We couldn't get in. We couldn't figure out. It was just wild. But you know what? I'm glad we're back. I'm glad to talk to our people out there and you know,
yeah.
And give them our adventures that we've been doing for the last few months. You know, it's a nice day. I know what it's like here. I saw a fly that was in the elevator with me just before, and I was like, get away from me. Stay away. I'm like swatting it.
May.
Very funny.
Remember when
I had
my cicada, Francois? He rode around in my car with me for like a week, dive bombing me,
and
then I found him. Legs up,
yeah.
Francois. Yeah. Well, hey, now listen. Before we go any further, just so our peeps know, we actually fired back up just in time for our fan favorites. The Castles are going to be visiting us again this summer on the Happy Together tour. We're really excited about that.
Oh, I am so thrilled. They are the best, and they are making an amazing return. To the Happy
mm-hmm.
Together tour, 3 years in a row. This is amazing, and I know they
yep.
are just as happy about it. And I can't wait to speak to them next week. They'll be here next
yeah.
week.
Yeah, and you got your little man crush going on there. You know, though I can't
yeah.
blame you. And if peeps get a chance to go and see this show, the Cows Hills are better than they ever were.
Oh, absolutely.
And their music. You when they start singing, you go, I remember that song. I remember that song. You know,
yeah,
it's
I know.
Just
people kept
great.
Saying they can't be having. They didn't have that many hits. Have that. And then when they start singing, you go, oh my God! And it's
mm-hmm.
and it's one of the songs that the Partridge Family made famous. You know that they sang it, and then the Castles decided, I'm just going to take it over because you know
yep.
it's really the show was about them. And that's the
Seriously.
Whole thing. And I have to admit that a few people said, who are the Castles? I said, you remember
mm-hmm.
the Partridge Family? And they go, yes. I said, they are the group that this show is based on. And some people really didn't know. It's amazing.
Well, and, I mean, the entire tour has so many of the acts from a time in music where we always refer to as a time that will never happen again.
True.
Although I don't know, May, what do you think about this whole resurgence now with now the Beatles have their own channel on Sirius and Sgt. Pepper got a 50-year re-release? What do you think about all that?
You know, there is a resurgence, and I look at things. I mean, you know, it just proves that this music of the and I've been saying this of the 60s and 70s, and it bleeds into the 80s, and the 80s came back to borrowing things that happened in the 60s and 70s. You know, it's just happened because it's music. It reminds us of a good time, a fun time, and I
mm-hmm.
think we need that. I, you know, not to get too political, because this has been a very strange few months, and
True, that's
all I can say. And yes, and you know, we have people who don't want to mention the president's name. We don't have people that we have people that you know, every day we're getting they're firing. I've never seen the cabinet. I don't know who's in the cabinet anymore. At least before I knew who the vice president was. I'm not sure who's in the vice president, who's our attorney general. Every day there's something different happening.
Well,
so
you know
I
what
think
else
people
too?
Want to go back to
it
looking
seems
for
like
an easier
it's
time.
Happening in other countries too. You know,
yeah.
It just seems like there's just such a climate across the planet now. And you know what? I don't want to get political either, because I think that I think that if you stay in a negative space long enough, you won't get out of it. And it's like all of those, yes, all that's real and it's happening and it's problematic, but there's also good things that are still happening too. And we have a platform where we can celebrate the arts and we can celebrate
right.
creativity. And that's really a privilege and a wonderful thing, you know? So
true.
Hopefully we're going to do a little bit of that this summer for people and, you know, show that, you know, change happens and, you know, life is like kind of like a tide. There's high tides and there's low tides and Lordy, we're stuck on a sandbar. But anyway.
I mean.
All right. So tell me about the Amazon.
I know. The Amazon was, you know, it's one of those trips that it was like, it wasn't really quite on my bucket list, but at the same time, it was like, oh, I've got to do it. It fell into my lap. You know, I'm an advisory member to the Amazon Conservation Team, which we at one time had one of its founders, Dr. Mark J. Plotkin, as our guest and talked about it. And it was
mm-hmm.
the 20th anniversary of the organization, and they wanted to hold an amazing 20th anniversary board meeting and make it special for people. So I thought, wow, should I go down? I've never been really south of the border in that sense, where it was, you know, going down to South America, or you know, when I remember going to Mexico, to the border town of Tijuana, as far as I went. But this time I was going down to Bogota, and it was great because they had the meeting down there, and I said, okay, I decided, okay, I'm going to go. And like I said, it happened to be right after the elections, and I ran down there. And I forgot how high up in elevation this Bogota is, because my bones started to ache. And somebody finally said to me, oh, you better drink some water. You're dehydrated. And I went, oh. And I drank tons and tons of water. And obviously then, you know, my body came back to life. And after the meeting, oh, and here's the best part. When I was in Bogota, which is a lovely city, great food. You would never know it. It was because of all the bad rap it's gotten, but they have amazing, amazing restaurants. We went to a number of them. But up the road from where I was staying at the hotel where I was staying was my friend Andrew Lou Goldham, who was the original Rolling Stones producer and manager.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
His wife is Colombian, who's a former Miss Colombia. And it was great to see him. It's kind of weird. We caught up on shop, you know, in the sense of talking about music and who's been around. And it was great to see him down there. And so I felt comfortable. And then afterwards, there were two excursions that were offered to the members. And I decided to take one that was a little rougher than the A one. The A was the plan A was to go and meet the Kogi Indians, who Julian Lennon is also an advisory member, as well as like Susan Sarandon and Jeff Bridges. They're also advisory members. And he went down and he took the first photos months before of the Kogi Indians. So he has the first pictures of this tribe that had never seen the outside world.
Wow.
Discovered. Yeah, it's great. So you can go onto the beaches and meet the Kogi Indians and sit with them and whatever. I went with the other plan B, with the other co-founder, Liliana Madrigal, and Liliana took us out to on a ride up the Amazon to the place where we built this. I forgot what the name of the place we were at in the Amazon, and they built it so that they could have meetings and the women healers, and it was all happening there. And it was just so amazing. The ride.
Now,
did
you have to get like a lot of shots before you went? I mean, did you have to do a lot of inoculations?
Speaking of that. Yes, you do. I did the yellow fever. I did what they called a Hep A shot, which is, it's all for what is it, typhoid? It's all for that, you know, things for eating. And I also had malaria pills. I was just trying to think of all. It was like all these different four things. Was it tetanus? I forgot. It was all the different things that you would need to go down there. I did it all at once. I was lucky I did not get sick.
Did you blow up like a blowfish? That would have been me.
No, thank God I didn't. But it was just the idea that I just had all these shots, and my girlfriends all looked at me and said, "You just had all those shots in once?" I said, "I need to get it done before I could leave." And I carry the malaria pills, and you have to take the malaria pills like 2 days before you head into the jungle or whatever. So I had to be on track with a lot of these things. It was not fun.
Now, did you feel like, did it feel like, oh, it's the Amazon that we see in the movies, you know, that jungly and buggy and kind of scary, or was it?
It was, you heard noises that you never heard before, some type of animal that you've never, you know, heard out there. I didn't feel like the jungle that we see, like in the jungle, because they're a little more modernized still. I found it very interesting. Mm-hmm. I took a picture of the indigenous people and some of the leaders and some of the shamans. And it's interesting that they are holding, here they are. When we got to the campsite, you know, to the building site, they all came out of, they walk for miles to get to the campsite. And it was interesting. They were coming out of like the trees and everything. I found it interesting. They had internet. So they're standing there. It's like they're standing there, and we're so primitive. And they did certain, you know, ritual stuff to get into their garbs and everything. But after they're done, they have their cell phones. They all have cell phones. So I said
that
to them,
hilarious.
I said, I find this very interesting that they're standing there in the middle of the jungle, and they've got their cell phones, and yet they don't drive, whatever.
But what do you think they look at? I mean, did you see what they were looking at? Were they?
All they do it. No,
you know,
it's all for communicate. It's all for communication of email, and that's
okay.
How they communicate. Because I found they have great reception. Here I am in the jungle. They had great reception. I want you to know. I asked about that. I said I found this very strange to see that, and they said the reason being is the different governments. That's their form of communication. So it really isn't the mailman anymore, per se, but this type of communication. And if they didn't get with the program, everything that we've worked for would have been lost. I'll give you an example. Taita Luciano was supposed to come with us to our next leg of this trip to go visit this beautiful land that was discovered, and I forgot his name already, can you imagine? And it's just beautiful, and it was in this area, and they call it this county in Colombia called San Francisco. Here I'm thinking of San Francisco in America. And I kept, but it was, that area was called San Francisco. So and I found out that he wasn't coming with us. And I said, what happened? He had just received a notice on his phone that there was a meeting, that the government called a meeting and was planning on putting a road right through part of their land. Okay, and if he wasn't at the meeting to oppose and to talk about it, they would have passed it, and that would have been it. So he had to hightail it out there.
Wow, think about that. Yeah.
So that was
for our listeners, Mark Plotkin has tirelessly worked to protect the rights of these indigenous peoples because they have all kinds of medicinal things in the jungle and everything, and he's trying to protect them from these companies coming in and chopping down their forests and stealing their medications, and he's really trying to do the right thing to make sure that if indeed progress does run them over, at least they're compensated for it, you know.
Right, and that's how he wrote a beautiful book called Tales of a Shaman's Apprentice. He spent, him and his wife, and Liliana Madrigal, has spent years and years and years down there working with the people, and they didn't come out and say, hey, I'm a shaman. He didn't know who some of these people were, and then they didn't reveal themselves too much later. Richard Evans Schultes was the guy that went down there and discovered a lot of this land, and the predecessor to before Mark was down there, and that was who he followed in the footsteps, and discovered this land. I have to tell, each place that we went to, it was interesting. They would we were invited in. We ate the food they prepared for us. I ate a lot of chicken broth, believe me, and it was and other stuff. And it was quite, to me, that was the adventure I wanted more than just sitting on the beach and talking to the Kogi Indians. Although I've met the Kogi Indians at another event. But this was, to me, was roughing. I wanted to see what it was like. I took a medicinal bath. I mean, there were things that when I met these.
Okay.
People,
that's what I want to find out. Did you have a treatment from a shaman? I mean, did somebody
say,
okay,
ayahuasca? Yes, I did. For a person who doesn't do any of that stuff, I did do it because I thought, I have been involved with this organization for 20 years. I've met a couple of the shamans over the years. Never did I do it, not because I didn't want to, but it was not the time for me to do it. And so I thought, this is the time, and it was right. And it was the most amazing thing. No, I did not, because apparently some people would not feel well after drinking a tea. I felt I was okay. And it's an individual experience, and it was amazing because, like I said, all these shamans were in their garb. They did not, you know, they brought out their outfits, and that's how they treated everyone. There were plenty of us. There were other people from all the tribes. There was about 30, and you know, and whoever, and there were 10 in our party, and only about maybe 6 of us did it. You know, I wanted that one time experience, and with not somebody that in America claiming they're a shaman. I wanted to really be with a shaman.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to do it,
mm-hmm.
I want to be with a real person. And it was an experience of a lifetime. And he said some stuff, and I don't know his name because I didn't speak the language. It was done through an interpreter, through Liliana, actually. And she told me what I had to work on, and he was spot on. He didn't know anything about me, but he was able to tell me things that I couldn't believe he was telling me, you know. So it was it was just really the most amazing experience. So when we got into the car to go on to the next place, we were trying to get out of the area. Of all places, I'm in a place called Posta, the little town, when we were on our way back, getting to an airport, standing on a street corner. What do I see? a big flyer, the Beatles.
You can't get away from
small,
it.
It was very, it's just in a small little town of nothing. And all the flights got canceled, and the decision was made to go to a bigger airport in a bigger city, and that was Cali. We drove over 10 hours to get to the next one, to the next city.
Oh, my gosh. And I'll bet it wasn't on highway either. Did you have to go
through? It was through the mountainous roads, through the Andes Mountain, and we hit a rock slide as well. Yeah, the military were out there, the police, and they were guiding us. Had the rock, if this boulder been 5 feet over, we would not have been able to pass so easily, yes. Oh, yeah. So it was, like I said, it was an adventure that I don't think I'd ever, I still have vivid memories. I have wonderful memories of it. It's something that you just remember. It's just amazing. And the adventure that I ended up, they gave us gifts, and I had this bracelet that they gave, and it was amazing. And everybody tried to tie it for me, and it kept falling off. And I said, okay, but I want to wear it. And they did three knots. I watched it come unravel. Short string too. I finally used my teeth. I said, I'm going to do it myself. I want to wear it. It has not budged. It's been on my wrist. So that tells you the power of that little thing. But anyway,
well,
don't you think?
I mean, there is something about the fact that these people, especially the Kogis, the ones that have never been seen and now they've been exposed, so that they've found a way to embrace their exposure to the world by saying, okay, we're going to let you look at our life, but we don't want to change our life too much. You know,
let me tell you, when we went to this other area, like I said, San Francisco, was where Richard Schulte had discovered. They never thought, because through the organization's help of ACT, we got the land back for them. And they said, were so happy. They said, we never thought in our lifetime that we would see this. And he showed us the map of that we were able to get back for them. We got back a lot of land for them, a lot. And they were so very appreciative.
Well, people
can go
on to their website, the Amazon Conservation Team, and they can support
it,
and they can take a look at it, and they should join. And, I mean, it's that Mark's book about his experiences with the shamans is really – his was one of my favorite shows. I think we had him on for 2 hours. It was, like, unbelievable.
It was great. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And he's an amazing speaker. So if he's around and you see his name, go to it. He's an amazing speaker. But in the meantime, I also went to a Beatles event, because we're running short on time here, because we spent so much time on that. But I also went to a Beatles event with Frida Kelly, and we went down to Mexico City. I'm telling you, two events in south of the border. And it was wonderful. It was wonderful. Ricardo Calderon, who was the promoter, along with the help of Miguel Torroco, who had just resigned recently because he's helping a new member to try and get to be president of Mexico. He was the Minister of Tourism in Mexico City, gave us a helicopter ride around the city. Oh, it was amazing, just amazing. So, yes, the last couple of months have been adventurous for me. It was great. Yes.
Well, I've been furiously typing away. My son and I just finished a little Christmas screenplay that we're pitching. And, I'm still touting my book. And I've been busy, but I haven't been to the Amazon. That is on my list.
We should go out there again. We should go out there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things that you would do.
Yeah.
You know what? When you meet them, you'll see the difference. They're very humble. They don't say anything. They wouldn't let me take a photo, that's for sure. One of them he's come back and forth a few times. But the one who worked with me said, no, I don't do those things. You know, he said it through somebody else, obviously. And I respected that. But it was just amazing. And on my trip was the chairman of the board. He took Bill. He went with us, and he brought two friends, another couple, and it was amazing. I'm just saying it was, and we had a screenwriter who did a lot of documentary, a filmmaker who did a lot of documentary also. She's also on the board, And it's fascinating. It changes your life. It really does. It changes and you see things, and it's great. And so I come back, you know, seeing it firsthand now. It was wonderful having been in this organization for so many years. And, you know, and I'm – oh, so now what's going ahead, because we're down to 4 minutes, I want to get certain things done, that I am doing an exhibition up in Fall River, Massachusetts, in July.
Awesome.
July 22nd.
When is that?
Yeah.
What's the...
July 22nd. I think it runs through September 1st. I got to get... And I'm working with... I wanted a partner in this, and I asked for Deborah Feingold, who's an amazing photographer. If you've not seen, you'll see when you go onto her website. She has great photos. A lot of Madonna. She did a lot of covers. She did one of President Obama. She's done some amazing, amazing photos. Just go on her site, you know, deborahfeingold.com. She's my co-partner in this exhibition.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah.
Are you going to have like a grand opening, or how's that going to
go? Well, we'll do the artist reception will be August 9th, which happened to have been my late mom's birthday. So it's a good day. And so I look forward to seeing people. Now, for people who don't know, I didn't know this, Fall River, Lizzie Borden. So that's the town she's from. So
Lizzie,
that's a great
Lizzie,
thing.
Lizzie.
Yeah.
You naughty girl with sharp things.
40 wax. Yeah. Okay. And then last night I went out to see The Dives. Fantastic band. Young band. My daughter loves them. And it was Evan, the lead singer's birthday. Young kid, 24. And he's come into the band has come. They just came back. They opened up for Kiss in England, and they did.
You're kidding?
No. But Evan.
Wow.
They played and they got it. But they actually, his father is one of the members of Kiss, but that isn't how he got it. They had to earn it. They had to earn it.
Mm-hmm.
So they did. Yeah. So Evan's father.
Well, you're a city girl now. So you're just a clubber. That's what you are.
I just seem to be out there all the time now. Yes, but I don't have to drive. That's the best part. I'm stuck in the tunnels of you know the subway system, but I don't have to drive. That's good. I can actually take a cab.
There is something to be said about that, and then paying to park and all that. You know, it's.
Yes. Nothing, you know. You got to come and visit my new pad. That's what it is.
I know. I want to come and visit your new pad. Perhaps at the toward the end of the summer. I'm going to go out to LA for a little bit, the end of June, beginning of July, you know, for a reading for that screenplay, and then who knows what else. Tonight what's going to happen is I'm winning $375 million in Powerball, okay?
We're on the same wavelength here. So am I. So whoever wins, we got a
That's
party.
Right. There you go.
Yeah,
you got
and I.
It.
Yes, you're right. Tennessee's in the same thing. I got the same one. We're in the same Powerball.
Yep.
So we're going to be
good Lord.
Crossed.
Oh, it's happening. I'm manifesting it now. All right,
that's it.
Peeps.
Yeah.
We're going to have the Castles on with us Monday. We're going to blast it out on our Facebook pages and our media and all that to tell you when. And it is good to be back.
Absolutely.
We got to grease our wheels a little, but we'll get back in rare
form. We're
going
to get back into the swing of things. We got people lined up to come on the show. They've been asking. We're there.
And it's
going to
be fun.
And our friend Gary Rajak will be getting our guest for us. So.
Gary's been our agent. He's been pushing us. Get back on the air. I have people who want to come on. So here we are. We're back.
We're down to the last few seconds.
Yeah.
And we're down. So listen, everyone. We're back. We hope you tune in to listen to us each week. And you know what? I'm glad to be back. I'm glad we're going to be doing this again, Cynthia. So,
me too.
Here we
that
go.
That was... Miss May Pang, and I'm Cynthia Nielsen, and you've been listening to me and Cynthia's Dinner Specials on Blog Talk Radio. Have a great week, peeps.